Are you still, Michael, finding more and more codes? You're breaking more and more codes down from the Bible?
Actually, every day.
Really?
I'm dealing actively with people in our government and in the Israeli government. I feel an obligation now to do what I can to help them to prevent the dangers that we face.
Are they taking this seriously now?
Certainly in Israel. I've met four times with the chief of the Mossad. He's never met with another reporter, Israeli or American. And it's for a simple reason. The code keeps coming through.
Yeah. It speaks for itself, doesn't it?
And now, again, he's not a religious man. In fact, he is anti-religious. And yet, he meets with me about the Bible code. The last time I saw him, we met for an hour and a half. And I can tell you that's an unusual length of time for the chief of the Mossad to meet with anyone.
Absolutely. So now tell us about these three predictions that Oprah Winfrey apparently sent to President Barack Obama from you. How did this all transpire?
Well, I had been on Oprah's show to launch my first Bible code book a dozen years ago. And she said on the ad that she believed it. And when a year before Obama was elected, I found the prediction that he would be president, I at the same time found a danger that I felt he had to be told.
A personal danger?
A danger to himself.
Yeah.
And also, I had known for a long time, I had warned Shimon Peres, the Prime Minister of Israel, 6 years before 9/11, of the danger of nuclear terror. And now I saw that it was right upon us. And when I first found the prediction of Obama's election, I didn't believe it. It was inconceivable to me. And therefore, the danger that was encoded in the same place as the prediction of his election didn't worry me immediately. But as Obama began to win the primaries and became a serious candidate,
yeah,
then I could not ignore what the code also stated. And at first, I reached his closest friend and advisor, Valerie Jarrett, who remains the most important advisor he has in the White House. I didn't know her, but I did call her in Chicago, and she promised to get a letter from me to then-candidate Obama, Senator Obama, but the Reverend Wright scandal broke right after we talked, and I knew that she was not going to be focused on the letter I was sending. So I waited for the moment I could reach Oprah. I know her, but it's not as if I can get to her at any moment I choose. And also the moment when there was a break in the primaries and I knew she would be able to reach Obama. The two things had to coincide. And on May 28th, 2008, 6 months before the election, I sent Barack Obama a letter through Oprah Winfrey that stated three predictions. One, you will win the Democratic nomination and become president. Two, you may, as a result of your victories, be assassinated, but that danger can be prevented. Three, you can, as president, prevent an otherwise nearly certain nuclear terror attack. And in that letter, I told him about that a world-famous Israeli mathematician had discovered a code in the Bible that predicts events that happened thousands of years after the Bible was written.
Mm-hmm.
And I enclosed with that a letter that, the letter that had been given to Rabin from me a year before he was killed.
Good. All right.
Hoping he would therefore take it quite seriously. Because, as I said, Rabin could have been saved. And Obama, I think, is in danger. The Secret Service believes he's in danger. I've talked to people at the highest levels of the Secret Service. Valerie Jarrett, in fact, arranged it for me. But Oprah was the one person I knew who knew Obama well enough to get a letter to him.
Sure. And to also react to you.
Because, well, of course.
You know.
Of course, she already believed in the code.
Exactly.
I had been on her show. And it was, I think, an act of real courage for her. It's very easy to tell your friend, and Obama was her friend for quite a long time, and probably would never become president without her, because she was able to draw the crowds for the early primaries.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Before he was able to draw the crowds for himself.
Yeah, she gave him the credibility he needed.
I think more the attention.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave himself the credibility. I would see it that way. But certainly she played a major role. Oprah holds a unique place in America. And she and Valerie Jarrett and Barack Obama, all from Chicago, and knew each other well for a long time. And I just reached out to her. And this is a woman of tremendous intelligence and courage. The first prediction was very easy to tell a friend, that he'd be president.
that's a good news story. That's something he probably wanted to hear.
That one was easy.
He probably said, oh, come
but
on.
Second,
for real?
The second prediction was not easy.
No.
I can assure you. You asked, is it easy to tell a prime minister that there's a code in the Bible that says he's going to be killed? No, not at all. You could imagine how hard it was for Oprah to send that letter to Obama, who was a close friend of hers.
Yeah.
But she didn't hesitate for a moment. She just did it. And I just have total respect for her. And Obama himself has embraced the third prediction. He has made preventing nuclear terror his top national security priority. He held a 47-nation nuclear terror summit conference in Washington, which was the biggest gathering of world leaders in Washington since Franklin Roosevelt formed the United Nations.